Soma, the god of Amrita, the elixir of life. He resides in the Vedic constellation called Mrigashirsha Nakshatra, which is the head and left shoulder of Orion in the modern concept of the constellations. Mrigashirsha can mean the searching deer or the deer's head, or even the search for a head. But I think the best translation is the searcher. Indeed, it is symbolized by a deer, a beautiful, gentle animal who searches for herbs with its excellent sense of smell. Soma is a very interesting god, because unlike most of the gods, Soma is rarely seen in human form. More often, Soma is thought of as the drink itself, the nectar itself, the elixir itself. And often it's even thought of as the plant with the same name, which is the base of the elixir. Soma is associated with the moon, and we'll find out why, but is not identical to the moon god Chandra. So let's learn about Soma. It's very interesting, and it will really help us understand the characteristics of Mrigashirsha Nakshatra. Soma is the god of a legendary elixir that grants eternal youth and unsurpassed delight. So Soma has two effects. It gives health and it gives pleasure. Okay? Eternal youth and unsurpassed delight. It gives the best health and the best pleasure. That's why it's the best of all foods. Soma is the god of a legendary elixir that grants eternal youth and unsurpassed delights. I think it is simplest to describe Soma as the fountain of youth. This ties in nicely with the nature of Mrigashirsha to inspire quests and searches. Everybody's searching for the fountain of youth. So remember that in the Vedic terms, the fountain of youth is Soma. And the Soma's nakshatra is Mrigashirsha. So Mrigashirsha nakshatra is all about big, significant quests, searching for answers, searching for reasons, searching for meaning, searching for things, searching for happiness. Literally, the word Soma means juice, sap, or liquid. Specifically, it is the liquid within plants that makes them nourishing and delicious. Nourishment keeps us young, and deliciousness delights us. So all food is a type of Soma. The legendary elixir Soma is simply the ultimate form of food. So all food is Soma, because all food gives us life, and all food gives us happiness. But the topmost food is specifically Soma. So Vedic lore singles out one plant as being this topmost food. It's called a Somavali. For it excels all others in nutrition and flavor. It is now extinct. But they say that millennia ago, it grew in a few specific areas. And I have a footnote that tells you which areas, according to the Rig Veda. So they say that it used to grow, and its leaves blossomed and withered with the waxing and waning moon. So this plant, like all plants, is very, very connected to the moon. The moon, in Vedic thought, is the source of Soma, which means that the moon is the agent that creates the nourishment inside the vegetables, inside the food that we eat. The moon is the thing that nourishes and gives juice and sap to vegetables. And that juice and sap is the essence in the vegetables that gives health to humans. So it's so interesting that this particular plant, which is the most sap in it, was so sensitive to the moon that its leaves would open and shut with the waxing and the waning of the moon. By pressing the juice from the stalks of this plant, one could make a beverage called soma or amrita, the nectar of immortality, which the gods copiously drink to become powerful and impossible to kill. So soma is the most important in part of Vedic culture. It's the most important part of Vedic ritual. It's the essential thing that you offer to the gods in a Vedic ceremony. So the gods drink this, particularly Indra and Agni. They drink this, they drink it, they drink it, they drink it constantly. And that's how they become so healthy, impossible to kill. And also that's how they enjoy life so much. Soma, if you think of soma, what soma really is, it's like the best drug combined with the best health food. So it's like if there was a drug that instead of wrecking your life would completely make it successful, and instead of wrecking your body would completely make it healthy, that would be soma. But people who love marijuana like to call marijuana soma, but soma is different from marijuana. All vegetable food carries the power of life in it. So in a sense, all food is amrita. If we don't eat, we die, mrita. If we eat, we don't die, amrita. All food makes us immortal because it counteracts mortality. But the elixir made from the soma plant is a superfood of legendary power. Humans and gods alike from all ages and cultures eternally search for it, like deer sniffing out its trail. So soma is a plant and deer sniff for plant, and that's what Mrikshirsha's symbol is, a deer sniffing for food, for plants. The deer of Mrikshirsha sniffs the ground in search of soma and healthy and delicious herbs, but the human spirit sniffs at the path of life in search of soma in the form of eternality and bliss. So on a physical level, we're searching for food because we want to survive and also we want to be happy. But on a spiritual level, the human spirit or the spirit searches for soma also in the form of eternality, life. We don't want to have to worry about existing. We just want to exist. We don't want to have to create our existence, and we don't want that existence to have to be destroyed. We search for things which will last and are effortless to maintain. So that's eternality, and we also search for bliss and happiness. We don't just want eternality, actually. That's just the foundation. What we really want is bliss. So the human spirit is also a deer searching for this herb of soma. It's searching for amrita. Amrita also means nectar. Nectar also means rasa. Rasa means delight. Sure, staying alive is important, but what is the point of living? Rig 9 presents soma to us as an answer. The point of living is to enjoy, to taste amrita or rasa, ecstatic joy. Thus, another synonym for soma is rasa. Taittiriya Upanishad, Ananda 7, speaks of rasa. Rasovai saha. Rasam hivayam labthanandi bhavati. He, meaning the Supreme Being. The Supreme Being is certainly rasa. Attain this rasa and become undoubtedly intoxicated with bliss. That's what life is searching for. Life is just like a deer searching for the soma herb, which is rasa, which is real happiness. Rasa is the highest objective of Mrikshirsha. The Upanishad tells us that we will not find rasa in its fullest form in any fruit or vegetable, nor even in any paradisical elixir. We will find it in Sa, the all-attractive Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is rasa, personified rasa vaisa. So Mrikshirsha is all about searching and finding a meaning in life. And that meaning is not something textbookish, but that meaning is something which gives you the purpose, the meaning of life, the reason for living, searching for a reason for living, which is happiness. Searching for happiness. Searching for real happiness, improving happiness, love, rasa. Now, there's one more interesting thing here in the book. There's a section called Siblings in the Stars. It's very interesting. There, in the Mahabharata, there's a description of Soma's parents. Soma's parents is Agni, a type of Agni or a type of fire or the sun called Bhanu. And Bhanu means very bright, and the sun's problem is that he's too bright and hot. So Bhanu has a wife named Nisha, which means coolness or darkness. So when Nisha and Bhanu are together, it's perfect balance. They can produce as a child Soma. So that's just analogous that the sun is necessary for vegetation to grow, but also there's a necessity of rain and coolness and nighttime as well. Otherwise the plants wither and die from the heat of the sun. So when Bhanu and Nisha are together, sun and coolness, then they can produce children. The children they produce are Agni, fire or warmth, Soma, who we've just discussed, and a girl named Rohini. Now, if you think back on the previous two videos that I've done, you'll see these three nakshatras. The first was Kritika, which belongs to Agni, Bhanu and Nisha's first child. The second is Rohini, literally, which belonged to Brahma, but Rohini now is the name of this daughter. And the third is Mrigashirsha, which belongs to Soma. So in the same order that Bhanu and Nisha had children, these nakshatras became named and associated with deities. I'll finish up by reading you the qualities. I'll finish up by reading you the interpretive qualities of Mrigashirsha. And now that you know about Soma, it should be pretty meaningful and easy to remember and obvious. Mrigashirsha. Basically, it is the search for goals and paths. The ultimate search is for happiness. That's what Mrigashirsha is about, searching for happiness and goals, good goals. Mrigashirsha is a star of searching for the best goal and the best path to it. It empowers humanity to seek and quest, driving the human animal to sniff out the paths of life in the search of true happiness. So Mrigashirsha is a nakshatra of searching, looking for things, looking for answers, looking for reasons, looking for happiness.